happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday. So, So here we are again with another, another packed, a drama packed post letter or whatever. You know, someone is going through something right now. And I wanted to share it with you guys and give my feedback or whatever. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tuesday. It is Tuesday. I hope you guys are doing well, making it through your day as we make it through this week or whatever. So, yeah, we got a letter, guys. Letter, post, whatever, you know. It's the same thing. Somebody wrote in, right? I recaptioned it. Okay, let's be very clear. I'm going to read you what this young lady wrote, but I recaptioned it because it speaks to the issue of the letter. I named it, Am I the Side Chick? But that's not what, that's not the caption of the letter. But if you are tuning in hoping to sink your teeth into this juicy tea and let's kind of, you know, sip on it a little bit, then you have tuned in to the right place. It's fairly short, but I think it says a lot. And if you've ever found yourself in a situation like I'm about to kind of read to you, or you've had some spider senses that, you know what, something don't feel right about this, then this is definitely the post of the letter for you. Don't wish this on nobody, but you know what, if you've been in a relationship, if you're in a relationship, if you live long enough, even if you don't experience it personally, you might know a couple of people that have been through some things, and this is one of those things that I really don't wish on any woman, young woman, especially. So let's just get into it. And if you just now tuning in, my name is Angela Portarreal. I am the self-proclaimed diva of my brand, Diva Speaks Relationships. So my talk show, my televised talk show, and my Roku channel is all about, and my ministry is all about relationships, 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 but not just like your mom and your dad, your sister, your brother, your coworkers. I don't venture out. I stay true to relationships that deal with matters of the heart. Relationships, you know, the things that you go through in a relationship, the issues, the challenges that come about. And sometimes my content can be a little bit heavy because it is my firm belief that you really don't need, well, most people really don't need instructions or a tutorial on how to be happy or how to, you know, push through when things are wonderful, when things are good, when things are going your way, when things are going as planned. You don't need nobody to talk to you about that unless you're a toxic person and you just want to self-sabotage everything. Then that's a different conversation. But for the most part, my talk show and my ministry, I speak to issues that we, you know, we go through in relationships sometimes. And if you're a private person, you'll hear me say that a million times. I don't like talking my business with no one. I don't like nobody like that, period. Well, there's a couple of people, but you know. So, you know, I just created a show. It started with the podcast. Now it's televised. And I have a Roku channel. Whoop, whoop, whoop. If you read my profile or whatever, you have an opportunity, you'll see. It's too much to talk about. But I love to talk about relationships and the things that we go through sometimes as women. Sometimes the signs we miss, the red flags we ignore, the pieces of the puzzles that we don't sometimes connect, you know, just things we go through, you know, the feelings and the emotions that come with different things that happen to us that we are experiencing in a relationship. So, you know, that's basically what I talk about a lot. I talk about a lot. And, infidelity seems to be a hot topic because I watch a lot of things relationship related. And this past week, as you can see, one of the most beautiful, I mean, drop dead brown skin, beautiful Hollywood actress, Nia Long, you know, infidelity happens in relationships, right? And that's a hard thing to deal with. It's very easy to say, you know what? If this person did this to me, I'm out. I'm done. Yes, I feel you. However, it's not that cut and dry for a lot of people. And some people would like the opportunity to process their emotions before they move forward with a decision, a permanent decision. You know, you don't want to act out on emotions, but I have created a card game. It's called Surviving Infidelity, right? It's unfortunate, it happens. It happens at the worst of times. It happens, it can blindside you like it has Miss Nia Long. And if you're mature enough to want to get the answers before you make that exit, then this is a, I don't even like calling it a game because it's really not a game. We're talking about your love life, your marriage, your relationship. So this is not really a game. This is a set of cards that's going to change your life and have you asking the questions in an intimate setting that are going to get you the answers to be able to make an informed decision. Now, whether you stay with that person or not, that's your business. But the way I look at it is sometimes people exit prematurely. You know, the answers that you should have got before you walked out the door or before you closed that door permanently, you'll find yourself sometimes later on in life wondering, why did this? How did this? You know, but anyway, so that's that. So let's just get into this letter. So I captioned it, am I the side chick? God, ooh, but I guess side chicks, they winning these days, right? So the lady that wrote this letter, she says, my boyfriend, y'all hear this, my boyfriend got a random girl pregnant. The nerve. Ooh, so he likes to be out here raw dogging people. Okay. She says, my boyfriend got a random girl pregnant and I'm half blind. So let me put on my glasses so we can just get out of here. Okay. So my boyfriend got a random girl pregnant. I went overseas to take care of my sick father. I was only gone 2 months. This happened 1 year ago and I just found out a few nights ago. I have not slept or eaten since. Poor thing. He won't tell me details about the woman or the child. He apologized, but I don't feel it's sincere. We have been together almost 3 years. I know how carefully he is with protection. Or so you thought. He said he asked the girl for termination. And she wouldn't, and he doesn't need to be a part of the, wait a minute. He asked her for the A word, and she said she won't. And he doesn't need to be a part of the child's life, but being a stand-up guy, he wants to be involved. Okay, that makes sense. I'm sitting here in my feelings, and I feel like my life is over. I have been asking for a baby for a year and a half, and he said he wasn't ready, and I supported him and decided to wait on him. I think I only have two choices, leave him or forgive him and move on, but both of these options feel like it's gonna kill me. I wish I didn't know. There you have it. She said she wished she didn't know. Lord, if I could visit my 20s again. Oh, let me keep the hair fluffy. If I could visit my 20s again, there was a lot of things I found out, you know, when I was dating different people. Some things you just really wish you didn't know because it really changes how you look at things. It changes how you look at that person. And sometimes you're just not ready to process all that comes with finding out what you really need to know. And she needed to know this. But she said, my boyfriend got a random girl pregnant. And that's the thing that like jumped out of me. Random girl pregnant. My boyfriend got a random pregnant. Really? Is she really a random or not? I don't think she's a random. So this girl went overseas to take care of her ailing father for a couple of months. And in the 2 months she was away attending to her father, who was ill enough that she traveled from this country to that country. Her boyfriend has met a chick that he felt comfortable enough to lay down with, unprotected, and produce a child within that 2 months. That's what she's believing. I don't believe this is a random girl at all. I think this is someone he has had an ongoing relationship with because he felt comfortable enough to be intimate with her without protection, meanwhile protecting himself from you. Like, he's taken, according to the young lady that wrote the letter, she says, I know how he is careful with protection. No, baby, that was reserved for you. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I run across this information, I try to put myself in that person's shoes. And it never is a good feeling, because I always tell you, I'm a woman of a particular age. God help me. Yes, I am. I have been through some things in my life, and I have experience. I've been on the receiving end of someone stepping out of the relationship, right? And I don't know how she's processing it, but I've been asking you for a child for 2 years, three years. And you're extra careful not to procreate with me because I'm not that special. You're not into me. You don't see me as long term. That's how I look at it. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, what's different? You know, you're extra careful with me, but you were raw dogging her. Her choice to keep the child, yay for her, of course. You know, the child is innocent. But babes, I would say you are indeed the side chick, or this man is totally not into you. He is wasting your time. He is wasting your time. And here's my thing. When you discover information about your partner, whatever label you want to give them, significant other, your man, your woman, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your babe, your boo thing. When you discover that someone has been stepping out, or they've done something that crossed boundaries that the two of you have established, right? And they are unwilling to talk about it or to provide you with the information that you need to move forward, to get over it. That says something. That says to me that he's using that protection again. Remember she said in the letter how she knows how extra careful he is with protection. Darling, I think that travels outside of the bedroom at this point. He's being extra careful with protecting what he's telling you, so you don't know anything about the woman or the child. He is protecting that relationship. He is protecting his privacy. From you. You are indeed the side chick. Or he doesn't value you. You're something to do. You're something to play with. Anybody that does not want to share with you, if they've truly messed up, it was a mistake, they regret it, it's unfortunate that it happened or whatever, and they are unwilling to come to terms with, you're going to need some information from them in order to process what has happened. I need some information from you in order to get past the betrayal. But you're going to withhold that from me for what purposes? That serves you. That doesn't serve this relationship. You see, sometimes we have to really look a thing in the face and call it what it is. This is a man who cheated on you when you were in another country for 60 days that you know of, and he got a woman pregnant. And this young lady says that he hid this from her for an entire year. So he has, not only has he cheated, he has been lying to you while he's been laying with you. And you have to ask yourself, how many times has he seen this woman and his child since you got back, or during this whole time? I don't believe this is a random chick. I believe this man is in a relationship and you're being told or fed whatever suits him at the moment. I don't think he values you. I don't think he values the relationship. I think he values the relationship that he's protecting. If you have watched any of my shows, especially my ministry, I really talk about protecting your relationship and being intentional with protecting your relationship. You know, from negative people, naysayers, people being all up in your business, giving people too much information, staying prayed up. I really get into this thing about protecting your relationship, being as intentional with protecting your relationship as you are about your home, your vehicle, your bank account, your money, your children, everything. You know, we are very intentional with protecting a lot of the things that we value. And I think that I just want people to get in front of protecting their relationships. And to me, when a person who has cheated refuses to give you the information that you need to process the betrayal, because it doesn't seem like she's ready. She's not emotionally ready to leave that relationship yet. It is what it is. Not everybody can just say, F it, and I'm out the door. That's just not everybody. But he's protecting the other relationship. He's protecting that woman. He's not giving any names. He's not giving any details, which makes me think he's still very much active and sexually involved with the other woman. This may be his family. And for all this girl knows, girl, he could have got married to this chick. He could be married. I'm just saying. I think the letter writer is the side chick, and she is not coming to terms with it. So I don't know. But again, if you're just not tuning in, a young lady wrote in and she says, my boyfriend got a random girl pregnant. She went overseas to take care of her sick father. She was only gone 2 months. It happened a year ago, and she just found out a few nights ago. And it is stressing her out to the point that she is saying that she hasn't ate or slept since she discovered this information. That is not healthy. And he ain't worth it. He is not losing any sleep. I'm sure he's eating. And you know, in the past, when I was in my 20s, I remember when older people would say, you know, such and such, they ain't losing no sleep. You think they sitting up asking about you, or you think they not going out and having a good time and enjoying their life? You need to do the same thing. Stop worrying about somebody who's not worried about you. This man is, I'm sure he's eating. And you are withering away, worrying about something that you cannot control. I can tell you that the best predictor of what he's going to do is watching what he's doing now and taking into account what he's done. What he's done is lie, he's cheated, and he's procreated with another woman while you sit here and beg this man for a whole damn 2 years for a baby. And he gave, according to you, a random woman a baby. Let that man go off and be that other woman's headache. You deserve so much more. I know it's easier. Thank you. It's easier for someone that you really don't know personally like that to say that. But if I could tell you something that I could have told my younger self, losing sleep over a situation that you have no control over does not serve your highest good. It doesn't do anything for you. Not in a positive way. Let it go. You're the side chick. Let this man go off and be that woman's headache. Because I'm telling you, anybody that lies and cheats in a relationship and has no remorse, you know, it's not like this is a one-time deal. Not that that's excusable either. But it's definitely more understandable if it was a one-time deal. You know, I messed up. This is the set of circumstances surrounding me messing up. I was here. I was there. This is what happened. But he's not even willing to do that. He's basically just, you know, refusing to give her the information. So with that, I say, you are the side chick. If you see nothing wrong with staying and continuing in this role, in this capacity, then stay. But understand and play your role. He will continue to do him. And if you stay long enough, there will be baby number two, and you will have wasted your life on a guy that did not value you, that didn't love you enough to tell you the truth, even when the truth was discovered. He withheld from you. To the women that, you know, especially if you're young enough, you know, I'm way past that child rearing. I'm done. My daughters are grown. But listen, don't waste your life. You know, especially, you know, you want to have children, you know, you want a family of your own, and don't waste your time making excuses like this young woman for someone you know, you're hoping and praying that they're going to catch up and they're going to change their mind. Listen, I know of a story, a true story.
This is Jorge Pato Real. Check out Diva Speaks Relationship TV show. Also, Diva Speaks Relationship on the Roku channel for the best of throwbacks and soul food for your relationship. Y para mi gente, los latinos, check out Diva Speaks TV show y también en el canal Diva Speaks Relationship Cruco para las relaciones que tienes. Si hay problema o si no hay problema, todavía chequealo. Te va a ayudar. Chao. Thank you.